Leg State Police spokesperson Captain Lija Mabormakwai says tensions started building between young men from the Gonj and Thuich communities of Rumbegis County on Friday before violence erupted on Saturday.
Saturday at around 10, the fighting erupted between two main sections of Gonj and Thuich. During the fight, more than 17 persons was killed and other more 22 persons injured.
Makwai says the fighting occurred in Alau and Manyang Real Cattle Camps, two contested grazing areas between the communities. Makwai says before fighting erupted, police were deployed along the roads and Sampayam to protect vulnerable villagers and travelers from being attacked or looted.
The police intervened before the youths confronted each other, and they opted to take control on highway roads and the towns along the road such that they can provide security protection to the vulnerable group, elderly people, women, children.
Makwai says authorities switched off the mobile phone network operating in Rumbegis County to prevent armed men in both communities from mobilizing their colleagues to join the fighting. He says police have noticed that armed young men in Lagos State often use mobile device to ask their friends to join intercommunal clashes. Makwai says the two communities repeatedly fought over the two disputed areas of grazing land. He says the police are unable to solve conflict and urge national government officials to intervene and solve the dispute.
Our role as a police, we only deal with the security report when things are out of our hands like this one, because this type of conflicts is out of control of the police. It's not the capacity of the police, because even the armed youth are more armed than the organized forces themselves. So we provide the reports, security report, to the authorities, and then authorities will decide on it.
Reverend Father Benjamin Madolakot, a priest in the Catholic Diocese of Rumbek, condemned the violence and also called on the national government to pay close attention to the armed youth in Lagos State before the violence gets out of hand.
These youths fighting each other have lost value in the society. They are no longer behaving like our sons. They are wild and they don't listen to anyone, even their parents. They have grown disrespectfully in the society. I don't see what they are fighting for. The land is very vast for the animals to graze.
Meanwhile, police in Lagos State say they are preparing to receive a newly appointed governor, Honorable Rintuen Mabor, in the coming week. Makwai says a security committee will brief the governor upon arrival about the ongoing communal issues in Lagos State. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabor, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.